Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey friends, can you help us out by doing a short anonymous survey? It'll take no more than 5 minutes, and your answers will help match our show with advertisers so that we can remain a free podcast. And listeners who complete the survey will be entered in an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise not to share or sell your email address, and we won't send you any emails unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/TJ. That's podsurvey.com/TJ to take our survey and get a chance to win that $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
With hyphens.
With hyphens.
With hyphens. We're back. We're doing our second episode, I guess. It's a cliffhanger because we're raising the ghosts
from the dead. Let me just close this door real quick. And I you know, let me just say that I think I'm going to open it in order to close it. There it is. You know, this has been it's been spooky. Spooky for an end of year. Usually you do these types of pods, these hot.
Yeah.
These spicy
buttery, tasty
pods.
Tasty morsels.
Buttery, of course, in the tradition of Orville Redenbacher, who died.
Yeah.
That was just a tub, wasn't it, Ryan?
No, it was a hot tub.
It was a hot, spicy tub.
Tasty,
what a buttery. It must have been a buttery
hot cauldron.
Do you think that...
Buttery hot cauldron.
Do you think Orville Redenbacher...
Redenbacher.
...exclusively hot tubbed in melted butter?
Always. Yeah. It was part of his lineage, you know? It's part of his lineage. Part of his mystique, you know. People knew him for that.
Let's back up. So a lot of people, lineage, really.
His lineage. I was going to say the correct word.
Legacy.
And I thought, it's too obvious. I'm going to say lineage. I did say
when,
it. I did think
I say,
about legacy.
You know what I say? When in doubt,
say the wrong word.
No. When in doubt, just say Orville Redenbacher. Time to tell the truth?
Yeah, time to tell the truth. Part of his lineage that he always held his tongue. You know, he always, it wasn't just about the corn, it was about the kernels. That's all I'm saying. That's really,
every popcorn started as a kernel of thinking, of a thought.
Yeah, a thought. And, you know, it goes back to the way he would hot tub. A lot of people hot tub in chlorinated water.
A lot of people don't know this, but the original kernel of thought for the Orville Redenbacher popcorn was Colonel Sanders.
I did not know that. Ouch.
Mackie
right, Sessions going to be here with
should
us.
Should we raise some dead?
Let's raise somebody. Let's raise someone. Let's see who comes. Ooh,
ah, Wait. Oh, never mind. There doesn't seem to be any.
Ooh.
Oh, oh, and okay, yeah, all right, yep, here yep, we go. It feels like there's a presence among us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do we got here? What do we got? I think I just figured out who we have. It's part of my lineage, you know, that I do this show. So we have Little Caesar here.
Hot and ready.
Yeah, who Little Caesar, who died in the great Pizza Pursing of 1998.
Pizza Pursing?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
This is what it's come to. End of 2014. Cash is just written down in words. No thought or just great pizza pursing.
Yeah, great pizza pursing.
Is that stealing pizza out of purses?
I'm not sure. I think it was an uprising, perhaps.
Sure.
Or a brouhaha, a melee, a Donnybrook.
Right.
I'm not sure what it was.
You just know it was a pizza.
But we have a message here from Little Caesar. Do you, right, you want me to read it?
Yeah, check your phone, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Pizza, pizza. That's all it is. Just as that was
just
that's
the
what
word
the ghost
pizza
said.
Twice. Yeah. Okay.
Pizza, pizza. That was it.
All right.
So, and well, now I don't know if he's going to leave or not. I kind of hope he does because it wasn't very revealing. Wow, that's a,
that's a slow exit.
Really slow door.
That is a slow exit.
Kind of want to go with it. Yeah, kind of wanted to stick around. It seems like he wanted to stick around.
He was in and out of the umbrage.
He was. He was. We're here. I think we're in a Where Were You segment of the show. And
when you weren't wherever you are now. Where were you?
I was.
I gotta tell you.
I'm not doing that. I went to the bank. Are you
big
now?
Sir.
Now I'm not. We're gonna talk about the
and
bank.
I also. I often wonder. Is there a medium sir? Is there a small sir?
Yeah. A tiny
just
sir.
Just big sir. Teeny tiny sir.
A teeny tiny sir.
A teeny tiny sir is just a pond or a puddle anywhere.
Yeah. I went to the bank. I don't do. Do you do online banking? I don't do that. I don't trust the technology.
Yeah, I
show up in a stagecoach.
I can't get enough of it. I'm transferring.
I got a Wells Fargo in a stagecoach just to fit with the, you know, the theme there.
I get a Wells Fargo in a stagecoach
in my Sunday best, and I show up and I go yes, or Yahtzee when I insert my money into that hole where there's a person on the other side, that other person is called a teller.
So the
that's what I do.
Bank to you.
Sometimes I just bring solid gold and trade
and
it in.
Just push it through the hole.
I'm not very technologically savvy. I have this. I have a new an iPhone.
iPhone 6.
Let me tell you something about this. I don't feel any happier. I don't think technology makes you happier. You get excited about the new technological advancements. I don't feel any happier. You just go back to even. That's the way most things are in life.
I got a mechanical
pussy.
There's
nothing... well, that's different.
2.5
that's
years
different.
Ago.
Yeah, mechanical
and
pussy's it, different.
There's been not, there's no downside.
There. Yeah. Does it ever break?
Between...
Does it break ever? Is it...
I just said, is there a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I keep it going consistently, nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously,
that
repairs, batteries, there's no downside.
No downside to that. But there's no downside to a lot of this technology, but it doesn't make you happier. You kind of, after about a day, you're like, you know what? I got very excited about that new technology, and I feel the same. And that's the way... Most things are in life, really, you know?
Is technology supposed to make you happier, though, or no?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make you happier. If you think you need that next gadget...
But is it supposed to?
I think people think it will. That's all I'm saying. I think they're deluded into thinking that it will. If you think you need that next gadget... I mean, a television is a good example. You know, I'd like that 60-inch television. You're going to get used to it, and literally 22 and a half hours later, you'll never think about it again. The old one was
just
fine.
Just counting down to that 22 and a half.
That's the exact number. Now, a car can once in a while make you feel happy, I think, while you're driving it. What do you think about that?
Man, I think you're right. I've been in your car. How long have you had your car?
I've had it for like 8 years.
And
it makes me feel happy.
Yeah, occasionally.
It's like a boat. I have a wood steering wheel, seriously. And it makes me feel happy. It's like a yacht. It's like
I have a
wood steering wheel.
In Chicago, a wood steering wheel.
I stole a steering wheel from a wood ship.
A wooden ship.
I believe it was the SS Forester. And by the way, give us our pods back, you ghosts.
Never been said.
Yeah.
In the history of English. The English language has never come upon.
Yeah.
By the way, give us our pods back, yeah. You ghosts.
You ghosts. A-hole sours.
Should we start calling
2015?
People? Yeah, I'm going to start doing that. You ghosts, just yelling at people. That's my mean thing I say. Give me a break, you ghosts.
Now, and by the way, a lot of this like I said, I tried to say this during the last episode. This podcast didn't make any sense even now in its time. So if you're listening 20, 30 years from now.
22 and a half years from now.
Yeah.
Know that 22 and a half.
Yentl.
It's almost the Yentl 23rd.
Yentl Fest on the Lifetime Channel.
No, I had a...
Every Yentl movie in succession. Yentl-a-palooza.
I had a car in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then I had it actually here in Los Angeles. And K-8, in fact... Mm-hmm. Our second time dating, she crashed and totaled that car.
Wow.
And it was a Ford Focus with 17-inch chrome rims and purple neon underbody lighting. And then on the back, in Old English, there was a decal that said Algo, which means something in Spanish.
Mm.
A lot of people say, well, what does it mean in Spanish? And it literally means something. Just means something.
Really?
Yeah. It's the word something.
That must have confused people. And that probably, did that cause the accident?
No.
Someone's reading that? And...
Yeah, I don't think that was, you know, she crashed the car.
But was it the mechanical vagina on the other side that might have distracted someone?
I don't.
Heard you had that mounted.
Right. On somebody else's car?
On your car?
I for a while, when I drove my car... I would make sure everyone was using a mechanical vagina that I drove past.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but she, you know, she totaled that car, but that was a car that it made me smile. I did it. And a lot of people were like, oh, you know, you're doing that, I guess, to be, you know, I don't know, to get attention. They had a lot of sort of cynical views of why I would do that. It really was so that I would laugh. I laughed every time I got in that car. It's so ridiculous. A Ford Focus with rims. It was really fun.
No, yeah, I've mentioned this. You're one of the few people I know.
A car can make you happy.
You're one of the few people that lives your humor, you know?
And I think for women, lentils can make them happy.
Lentils can make them happy. So, I mean, in terms of happiness, I just read an article about the...
Lentil 2. Yentl.
You know, I was just reading an article
Lentil 3. Moon Wizards Horizon.
I just read an article about... Okay, you're going to keep doing it.
No. How do you know that?
No, it was about happiness.
Yentl... Just kidding.
It was about happiness.
Lentil 4, protein. Lentil 5, is it a soup?
You think you liked the movies Yentl? Check out the lentil experience. I don't know.
I like that. Yentl. Sorry. Sorry for guys, everyone watching the podcast at home. Sorry if we keep mixing up lentil and yentl. But Lentil 5, 3D, the full lentil experience. Ever felt like you're covered in and surrounded by lentils? Come see Yentl 23.
From the makers of Yentl 23, lint. Somebody's spending too much time in the tray. The lint tray. Okay.
I know. Little wordy for the poster.
Little wordy for the poster.
For the poster.
Went around the back end of the poster and I went around it twice. Ouch. Here's the thing.
Lentil
I want to get to this article. I read.
Going round back of the poster.
I want to tell you about this article I read.
Twice.
About.
Lentil 7.
The holidays.
No, that's it.
The holidays. I want to talk to you
about. No, I like Lentil 7, the holidays.
No, the holidays. Okay.
Lentil 7, the holidays.
The holidays. A lot of people are upset if they're not in a relationship for the holidays. And they get very upset and they feel sad. And more people are like committing suicide during the holidays, mm-hmm. these types of things. And I was thinking about it. First of all, the idea that we've all not had relationships or been in relationships, you're about equally as happy, right?
Lentil 8.
Seriously.
Equally as happy.
I'm serious. You're equally as happy, aren't you?
I mean,
in and out of a relationship?
No.
You reach your.
Of course not.
Now, I think you're.
And I disagree with that.
It's
completely.
Better to. Let me finish. It's better to be in no relationship than a bad relationship.
Let me finish. Orville Redenbacher, Time to Tell the Truth. No, I think you're much happier in a relationship.
Well, no, but the stats don't back that up. 50% of all marriages fail. Okay. And out of the 50% that do survive, probably only 30% are happy, right?
Yeah, we know we're talking about this.
And then let's just say that there's another 20% that haven't been married that are pretty happy, but they're not going to get married. So it's about 50-50 proposition.
But you're saying.
Which means you can't depend on it to make you happy. That's all I'm saying.
You're saying.
And I like my relationship. I'm just saying.
But you're saying statistically, most people in relationships are not happy.
No, I'm saying statistically, it's still a wash. You still are responsible for making yourself happy. That's what I'm saying. It's still a wash. It's still a 50-50 proposition.
No, then I think you're saying statistically most people in a relationship are not happy.
No, I'd say it's about 50-50.
Well, how can that be when you just said that more than half of more than half of marriages fail.
Right.
And of those that still quote-unquote succeed, there's still a portion that don't.
Because there's a lot of great relationships.
So
no, I tell you, you didn't hear the last part. Because the lot of great relationships, they're not married. So those count, too, in the other direction. Those count as a positive. So it goes back to about 50.
Do you think there are more marriages that people stay in but they're not having a good time than there are people who are together but aren't married that are happy?
I think there's a lot of happy couples that aren't married also. So I think it comes out to about 50-50.
Statistically, you think there are as many people who are happy and not married as there are people that are married and unhappy? That can't be true.
Right. Let me think about that.
I think what you're saying is more often than not, even being in a relationship, you're not happy.
No, I'm not trying to say that.
Why is that a bad thing to say?
It's not a bad thing to say. That's just not what I think.
That's what I think. And I think that.
You think less than half are happy?
Absolutely. Huh. How many people do you know that are in relationships that are happy? Count them out in your mind.
Let's see. Okay.
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 How many couples do you know that are not happy?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Now, I want you to choose between these two doors. There's door number one, and there's door number two. Oh. All right, I already opened one.
Am I supposed to go out there or what?
No, okay, and that was door number one. Now I'm going to show you very quickly what's behind door number two. Here I go. Can you give me a little more time to look? But now you can't it anymore. Now you can't see it anymore. So, what do you choose? Door number one or door number two?
Yeah, I'm going to choose door number one. It was quicker.
It was faster? Okay. The real trick of this thing, because behind one of these two doors lies the answer to our quandary. You chose door number one, but the only way to get into the room that is behind door number one is to go through door number two.
Ooh, that's confusing.
So let's go ahead and open that up, and we're going to head in.
Okay. You're going to come with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, oh. Oh, no, this is door number three. Sorry, I didn't even realize it was in here. Okay, so now let's head into door number two.
Okay.
And you're going to, again, sorry.
Ooh. Ouch.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open door number two. This is sort of the longer door. You know what? I have obsessive compulsive disorder. I have a thing where if I open door number three once, I have to open it four or five times.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just open door number two. We're going to head into door number one.
I'm sure this is better to read than to listen to, this part.
I can't, for some reason, I can't get the doors straight in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to open door number two, okay. And we're going to make our way into room one behind door number one.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is, finally, thank goodness. So, come on in, quickly, before it closes. You've got some time. Do you want to, should we order some pizza?
Yeah.
Let's wait for it to be cold enough. Well, get in. Quick.
That reminds me of a meatloaf store.
You know, have you ever been to Big Sur? Okay. All right. Yeah. Now we're in room number two. Okay. So there's a side door to get into, actually, room number one, behind door number one.
Yeah.
And on that one, I always slam it shut. Yeah, I'm sick of it. Yeah. I'm tired of it being open.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So now in door number one, I'm going to, room number one, I should say, which we're in. As you can see, the evidence is clear that more people in relationships are unhappy.
You've proved your point. I mean, this whole door, analogy, what I call it, I mean, we lived it. Now that I've been through the doors, you really proved your point. You really did.
All right. Well, let's head out of here and let's finish the podcast.
Let's do a tiny opinion.
Well, let's get out of this room. Okay. We're going to leave room one, for God's sake. I put a lot of locks on here. Yeah. Really just one very hollow one. There it is. Okay. Yeah. And now we are in, of course, the chamber of podcasts, which is the only place to finish a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do a tiny opinion. We haven't done one of those.
Though they are, in fact, normal-sized men, they have tiny opinions.
Okay, we're back. I don't like Dear Abby. I think she's ridiculous. These people write her letters every day, right? And she always says at the end of every letter.
Well, why don't you explain what Dear Abby is?
You know, like in every newspaper, it may not even be Abby, but they, you know, ask
in every
Amy,
newspaper,
and Ask Amy, or Dear Abby, or whoever.
It's all alliteration.
They're all the same. They all do the same thing. It doesn't matter if it's Abby or Ask Amy or whatever
Amy.
It is. Let me finish. They all do the same thing. People write them advice, and they always say the same thing. They give some bullshit answer, some wishy-washy answer, and then they say, you really should see a therapist. It's like, what the fuck did I write to you for? The reason I wrote to you is because I can't fucking afford a therapist. And now I'm writing
a therapist.
A therapist
you go to
a therapist
when your
for
ferret
ferrets.
Is pissed.
Yeah,
right.
When your ferret's
when you
pissed
have
off.
An angry ferret.
But like, what the fuck am I writing you this letter for? Give me an answer for what you think. Don't say, go see a therapist. That'll help. Like, of course it would, fuckface. Okay? So that it makes me angry.
A shit blaster.
Yeah. Come on, A-hole sour. Come on, little, now, whisker tits.
You fucking vagina.
Answer my question, you damn whisker tits. Doesn't that make you angry when you see that at the end of every advice column? Go see a therapist? I washed my hands of this. No, I'm writing you this letter because I didn't go see a therapist.
I guess I'm going to start off by asking, when is the last time you've read a newspaper?
No, I read these. I don't even know. It's Ask Amy or Ask Somebody. It's in the LA Times.
I'm just asking. It's simple.
No, I do read it a lot. I find it interesting. I like to decide.
When's the last time you read a newspaper?
Oh, I read the newspaper four times a week. Is I get it Thursday through Sunday.
You do? You read it?
Yeah.
And there is an Ask Amy or a Dear Abby?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Really?
There is. Yes. Okay. It's in the calendar section.
And
it is. At the end of the calendar
section. So, well, you're kind of checking what day it is.
You know, it's not a calendar.
The calendar
section is like movies and all that kind of stuff. I go to the back and I read it.
I thought there was a section of the paper where it just says these are the days.
No, that would be interesting. That's how minimalist the newspapers become. It's just a big page that says January 3rd. Like, wow, the newspaper's really cutting back. Used to have all the days of the month.
The newspaper is really
now they said one day.
Well, the newspaper has really gotten
experiencing
back.
Experiencing some cutbacks.
So,
you know.
Help! All right, so you're saying, and of those columns that you're reading, a lot of them end with, you should see a therapist?
I'd say 30% of the time. It's a cop-out.
So you're saying, like, what am I saying less than 30% of people in a relationship are happy.
This is a whole different discussion. We're done with that discussion, but this one, dear Abby, you have to agree with me, right?
Honey, open to the calendar section. What day is it?
What day is it?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Okay. I mean, if I were to look, the reason I like you as a guest is because I ask the hard-hitting questions, and you don't try to beat around the bush and ask to see a therapist. You answer my questions. I have to go so far as to remind you of the Orville Redenbacher discussion? Those were hard-hitting questions.
The Orville Redenbacher dispute, which was whether or not he died in a tub.
Okay.
Or a hot tub.
Yeah. I mean, I ask, you know,
definitely a hot
if
tub.
I had,
God damn it, Ryan.
If I had said to Dear Abby,
that is it.
If I had written Dear Abby and said, Yentl, no. What's up with that? She would have said, go see a therapist.
I think that's good. That should be the ending. No, I think you wouldn't go see a therapist without Ask Amy telling you to. So I think it's good.
You think she's giving good advice. Yeah, maybe the whole title of all of those should be go see a therapist. They should just cut out the middle part where they even write the letter. Maybe there should be a page that just says go see a therapist, because that's what Dear Abby or
right
Ask
after
Amy
the page
should be
that
called.
Says January 3rd.
January 3rd, and then you open it up and there's a big section that just says go see a therapist.
Here's my question.
That's what it should say. Why even bother to write the letter?
When people write their therapists.
Yeah.
At the end of the email that they get a response to, does it say, why don't you ask Dear Abby?
ask Abby first. That's great. Yeah. Do people go to therapists and the therapist is like, you're lying on the couch and the therapist is like, go ask Amy. Have you tried Dear Abby? I can't answer these questions. I want to ask
you. Our time is up in this session, but I check out the calendar section.
You know what I'm realizing in my life in terms of advice? I'm parenting my kids like a grandparent. That's what I realized. So is April. We're very laissez-faire. We let things go.
That's good.
I was telling somebody, I'm too old. We had these too late for me to like get... You know, where I'm disciplining them over a cookie that they want to eat or something. Like, my life is too short. I don't have time to care
That's
what
very
they do.
Selfless of you.
Yeah, like, but I'm just saying, like, I can't.
Rule number one. Do you care about your kids?
No, I love my kids, but I'm just, they're running wild. I have to admit it.
Question number two.
Yeah.
You don't have that much time left. Let him eat the cookie.
Yeah, let him. It's really they're free range. They're all over.
They're free range kids.
They're free range kids, and it's gonna. They might turn out terribly as a result, but we just do not have the energy to discipline them. Okay.
So free range kids. I have a lot of cage kids. You ate a kid.
I ate the Christmas tree. We're growing a Christmas tree. I was drunk the other night. It looked like pudding. It was in our fridge. I ate the Christmas tree.
Occasionally you say something that made everything I've ever said sound sensical. This was it.
Okay. You grow a Christmas tree. It takes like 10 years and you grow it. But the start of it is this white stuff with what looks like chocolate chips. And I was spitunkered the other night and I started to eat the Christmas tree. The first bite wasn't really that delicious. So I put it back down again, but I started to eat the Christmas tree.
I can't imagine.
Not ideal. Not ideal.
Not ideal.
Not ideal.
Yentl 52. Not ideal. Ouch. Lentil 7. Ouch.
Yeah. And I mean, My son, for Christmas, he wants... I know we're going to release this after Christmas. We're going to have to, but we won't see each other for months and months. But he wants a diving board and a pool, and we live in an apartment.
Next to the beach.
And...
That's where he's at.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, are you talking about Chance?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that Chance lives across... He can see the ocean when he wakes up, and he's like, Daddy, sushi, diet, Coke. And you're like... and he's like... Baseball podcast.
We've done 5 baseball podcasts for babies.
And how many, why aren't you releasing them?
I don't know where to release them. Should I release them here? To them.
Yes, of course.
They're pretty funny.
In the interim, when we're not able to do a podcast, you should be releasing baseball podcasts for babies.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think people might feel a little disappointed.
No, right. I want everybody to write and write Cash and ask.
They want a little baby. Maybe I'll release a little mini baseball podcast for babies.
How long are they?
They're all, they're 4 hours each. And because, you know, like I said, I'm more of a grandparent. I just let things roll. No, they're about 15 minutes each.
I think that's perfect. Yeah. I would rather listen to that than me being a guest on a podcast.
No, you're my favorite guest. You really are.
No, but really, I would love to hear the sushi diet Coke stuff.
You are.
But really, he really is at a point where he's sort of saying, you know I live near the ocean, but I want a swimming pool with a diving board.
Yeah. Having kids, look, even if you're not disciplining them as much as you need to, you're still doing a lot of stuff you really don't want to do. This morning, things you never thought you would do. I had to reach into a public toilet at Target and grab a little train, like Charlie the Train. I guess he's friends with, who's the other guy, the train person?
Thomas the Train.
I guess he's friends with Thomas, Charlie. He's my littlest son's favorite. And I had to reach into a public toilet because Charlie fell into the toilet.
That's not ideal.
That's not...
Was Wynn going to the bathroom and he needed...
He threw it in the toilet. They like to throw things in the toilet.
So he threw
and then he started crying because...
He had thrown it into the toilet.
Because he had thrown it in the toilet.
That's a laissez-faire attitude.
Yes,
you're like,
very laissez-faire.
If you throw...
Even Charlie was like...
the toilet,
even Charlie,
I'll get it out.
Even Charlie was like, discipline this kid. Seriously. It's getting
out of here. You know what I would have done?
First you're eating the Christmas tree.
Flush it.
Teach him a lesson?
Say, yeah, you throw your train in the toity. It's going patoity.
You're going to be a whole different type of father, you know? You'll throw bugles.
I have children in Nebraska.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And you know what they did when they threw their train?
Yeah.
They're collect because I only bought one train for all of them. You know what I did when they threw their collective train in the toilet?
What?
I made them live in a well for almost the entirety of their life.
I want to do one more essential question.
Ouch.
Ouch. Hey. Maybe we should... Let's do one more essential question.
Essentially, this is essential questions of human nature.
Why do Mexican...
You should do an all-maskers episode.
We will. You know what? We'll do this question. We'll raise another person, and then we'll do maskers to finish the episode. Why do Mexican restaurants need Yelp? Because all Mexican restaurants are good, except for Taco Bell. That's it?
So you're saying why do they need rate them on Yelp?
Who are the people going home after they go to a restaurant and writing a review of
a burrito?
Who are people doing this of the burrito and how succulent?
Who's reviewing
a burrito? How do we trust those people or care what they think? It's hard to get bad Mexican food. It's hard to do.
I like to imagine that one of the 12 and a half is like, well, I review burritos.
Don't review burritos. Okay, just don't. It's a waste of your time.
You're right. It's like, has anyone ever walked away and been like, you know what, that quesadilla, I am going online this instant.
Yeah.
And I'm going to vlog about it.
I've got to let people know. I'll write Dear Abby if I have to.
I'm going
to
ask Amy why there weren't more lentils in my burrito.
This is going right into the calendar section. And you know what? I'm going to go see a therapist. Because that's how she's going to answer it.
Yentl 52, see a therapist. If you've seen all the lentils up to this point, then you haven't been seeing Yentl.
Who's doing this stuff online? Who's arguing? People are arguing online. This bothers me. Okay, arguing is unpleasant in person. Why are you extending it out and making a bad experience longer by typing out your arguments
because,
to people?
Because
why are they going back and forth on Facebook?
There's no possibility of fighting. That's why people can
but
be
they're going
so
back
bold.
And forth
know,
paragraphs
they're,
on
they're,
Facebook.
They're bold. They can be really bold. They can finally have the fucking balls to say something.
I know, but we're going to die eventually. And I just think you're
person.
In a line of deathbed. I wish I had spent more time arguing on Facebook.
I know. It's crazy.
With some stranger
I have some friends. Jen Kirkman is one who will really fight with her Twitter followers. What are you doing? Why acknowledge?
We're going to die. We have so little time.
You know what I do? If somebody says something awful to me, I don't argue with them. I DM them a picture of me pissing on their profile picture that I printed out. And then I block them.
Really? Have you
and
done
I
that?
I never think of it again. Yeah, of course.
Wow. Wow.
I'll do a video. I did not know that.
I did not know that. Let's raise a ghost. Let's raise a ghost, and then we'll do maskers.
Wait. No, never mind. Oh, hey, no. Oh. And, okay. Hello.
Wait, is that Mackie Sasser?
What?
Is he here?
Mackie. Mackie!
Wait, I'm getting something.
If you're here, if you can hear me, Mackie, open and close a door.
Oh, it's Mackie. It's Mackie. Listen.
Wait, he hasn't closed. Okay, all right. Mackie Sasser!
Mackie Sasser's in the room. We're going to finally get to the bottom of what happened. Was it TJ Miller? Was it Triscuit Hurlbutton, who's serving time in Guantanamo Bay?
That's it. Guantanamo.
I mean... As far as we know, Triscuit...
You Guantanamo know what it how it's pronounced?
Inquiring minds want a Guantanamo.
Inquiring minds want a Guantanamo. Different wines want to know exactly who's drinking them.
Listen, people want to know. In fact, they waterboarded Triscuit to try to find out what happened. We don't have to do that any longer. We can find out from Mackie Sasser himself.
So what's the question that you want to ask?
Well, what happened to you and where are you?
Mackie...
Are you in heaven?
If you can hear me, if you're in heaven, close the door, open and close the door twice. If you're in hell, open and close the door once.
No, he responded on my phone.
I'm sure
this is a cryptic message.
I'm sure he's going to answer.
He just left a very cryptic.
Mackie, are you in heaven or hell?
He just left a cryptic message for me. He did. No,
if you can hear me, Mackie, if you're in hell, close the door, open and close the door once. If you are in heaven, open and close the door twice.
Look at this cryptic message.
Mackie! Are you there? Mackie!
He's not responding because look what he wrote. He wrote, I'm not...
Mackie,
he wrote,
I won't listen to your text until you tell me the truth. Open and close the door once if you're in hell. If you're in heaven, open and close the door once.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, what does this mean?
He is
wrote me a
in
note.
Heaven. He's in heaven.
He wrote me a note.
Mackie, what is heaven like? If you love it. Open and close the door 12 times. If you don't like it, Mackie, open and close the door 42 times.
Oh boy! This, you know, you just ruined all my best laid plans. The whole show is like a cruel practical joke. I had such great plans for talking to Mackie Sasser, and TJ's obsessed with the door.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, what should we ask, Mackie?
Well,
he texted you, right?
He did. Well, he wrote me this note. He said it. Oh, he's back. He's back. He wrote me a note. It says, I'm alive.
Okay.
I never died in that car crash. And I've been living in Florida and listening to your podcast and enjoying it very much.
Mackie Sasser lives in Florida.
So this is very cryptic.
So he's one of the 12 and a half?
I don't know. It's just a very cryptic message. I don't know what this means. What do you think? How would you interpret that?
I mean, I would ask Mackie. I would say, Mackie, if this is true, open and close the door once. Okay. Huh. Mackie, if this is not true, don't open or close the door.
Okay. Yeah, okay. This is very convoluted.
Cryptic. Very cryptic.
Very cryptic message. Mm. Well, we think maybe Mackie Sasser's alive. We're going to have to try to get to the bottom of it. This is going to be maybe one of the podcast, not just episodic cliffhangers, but the podcast cliffhanger. We
will answer these questions and more in the last podcast of 2018. Yeah.
Well, there's the question of, will you give me your kidney? That's one of the major overall cliffhangers.
Right.
Even though I don't need it, I just want it. Just as a gesture of friendship.
Just to have it.
I'm not sure what I would do with it, but I would like it very much. So I want your kidney, and then now we
maybe
have to
make
find
a
out.
Kidney lentil soup.
Now there's some question as to if Mackie Sasser's alive, but let's finish up. You know, this is our final episode of the year, even though it's going to come out probably a month later.
We should wait until Mackie, I think, leaves to...
Okay. Mackie, you can go now. I want to...
These have been the single three greatest... episodes I've ever been. Thank you for having me on the show. This has been so fun.
Well, I wanted to thank you for doing my podcast. It's been a great year. And I know, like I said, most people will listen later in the year, but we've had a lot of fun. I think we had a wonderful time this year. And I'd like to thank you for doing the show and some of the contributors. Jonas Polsky always sends in some funny stuff.
Sean Komets.
Sean Komets writes us, and Steve
Britt
Zahn.
Nasty. Steve Mason.
I'd like to thank Orville Redenbacher.
Mm-hmm. Who died in a cold tub. Isn't that right?
Hot tub.
I'd like to thank the contributions of one Mackie Sasser, who made an appearance today. Most of all, you really are my favorite guest. I don't feel like I could do this show without you. I think people would miss you if you weren't my guest.
I have a hard time believing that you have such a tough time getting guests.
Yeah.
Because you ask the questions that nobody wants to hear.
Nobody wants to hear the answers to these questions. It's true. But let's answer. And I want one last thank you, and this is the most important thank you, to the listeners. Because anybody crazy enough to listen to this.
All 12 and a half of you.
I have a great deal of respect for. Yeah. When I meet you after shows, it's always very special. Because we've shared something that really is indescribable.
And me after
really
special
shouldn't be
shows,
even attempted.
I love meeting you. Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you for watching the podcast.
Thank you for watching
and
reading it
and
skywriting it. Maskers.
Like 85% of superheroes, this is Maskers.
Cherry Darlin asks, if my neighbor sneezes next door and I yell, bless you, polite or just creepy? I think it depends what kind of place you live. I mean, if you're in an apartment with very thin walls, or perhaps a lean-to, you're in a tent type situation,
that's
so creepy.
I think you yell "bless you." I think
or a lean-one, as you were saying.
Yeah. That's a sense of community.
Yeah,
you're building a sense of community if somebody. But I always, again, Gesundheit. You don't know if they're an atheist, practicing believer,
right?
You know, just Gesundheit, I think.
How do you feel about it when it's at a hotel?
I like that.
And you're with a hooker.
One of my favorite things is when a hooker's under a bed in a hotel room that I'm in with another hooker, and I sneeze, and the hooker under the bed says, God bless you. And the hooker that I'm with says, Gesundheit. And the hooker under the bed says, I didn't sneeze.
Caleb Maggie writes, do you think anyone ever said, quote, pause it when they left the room while the movie Jingle All the Way was on?
That is a great one.
I love
one.
That one.
Yeah, no, that's never happened. I don't think anyone's ever been in the room with someone when Jingle All the Way is playing and not left.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think anyone's ever said that about Yentl? 7.
Yentl 73, Jingle All the Way.
Yentl 77, The Cocoon Years. Zach Williams, strip clubs just aren't the same ever since I had my lap amputated. I like that one.
He still has his calves, knees, and hips.
Yeah, it's hard to keep it together.
The thighs are gone.
It's hard to keep it together.
Yeah. No, they're definitely not the same.
Our listeners are so funny. It's hard, and it's not as fun. It's not as fun to go to a strip club without the lap. You need the lap.
Yeah.
What do they dance on? Do you get a knee dance?
I don't know.
What do you even get, an ankle dance?
You know, actually, you can pay much less if you get the feet dance.
Mm.
Instead of a lap dance, if they just dance on your feet and kind of rub up against your shoes.
That should be when you go to a masseuse. You say, "Can I have my a lap massage?"
Yeah, lap massage, absolutely.
Yeah, Brad Myers writes, "People who brush their teeth at work, you think you're better than me?"
That is so right.
The attitude.
I actually
sassy.
Thomas
like
Middleditch,
it.
The protagonist of Silicon Valley, he does brush his teeth after breakfast.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's a weird one. Why? That's how you're spending your life. And then does that mean you're not brushing your teeth beforehand? I don't brush my teeth at all. I'm a big mouthwash guy. Mm-hmm. I use mouthwash. And I when somebody else has bad breath, I will put a jar up to their face and kick them in the dick. And then when they cough into the jar, I'll close that. And then I'll inhale that and then go out into social situations. So I'll actually have someone else's bad breath.
Yeah. Yeah, you actually bottle their bad breath.
Bottle bad breath. It's if somebody.
What if we use that as a war technique? We bottle people's bad breath and we send it off overseas.
Here's my thing.
We sent a lot of bad breath to Afghanistan.
TJ, you have bad breath. I say it's not mine.
How are we gonna win the war on terror? Well, we bottled up some bad breath. We sent it over there. We're gonna open up some lids on their ass. Sean Comets, if all ties were twist ties, would you wear a suit more often?
So if a necktie was a twist tie?
Yeah.
No.
Does it help? No?
I don't think it's that hard to tie a tie. Also, you're twisting your tie. That's the only thing that you go to a funeral, you're like, really, you're wearing a hoodie? Yeah, I can't twist my tie if I got to tie it. It's called a fucking tie. You don't wear a tie unless you can tie it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Dan Martin.
Bow tie pasta. The formal Italian dish.
TJ Miller, we got to go.
Lentil 52. Oh.
All right. I want to say this.
Yeah.
Stop holding your tongue.
Tell us the truth.
I know.
Give us the Orville Redenbacher. From now on, that's time to tell the truth.
It's been popping out of my mouth this whole time. This has been a great year, and I know that this episode of your podcast is probably going to come out after the turn of the year. But yeah. I want to ask you, because I do thank you so much for being so patient with me, for the listeners being so patient with us, with scheduling conflicts, and you're all good people, and I hope one of your New Year's resolutions is to think about how that, you know, you're going to die, so you should be really reevaluating all your values and trying to carpe the goddamn diem. Carpet the diem. Just carpet your day.
Upholster the diem.
Upholster the calendar section of the newspaper.
So, Cash, if you have had a great time having me on the show.
Yeah.
Open and close the door at once. If you've had a terrible time having me on the show, open and close the door twice.
Okay.
And that's all I ask.
Okay.
Really, just to let me know. Thank you. Thank you, Cash. Oh my God. I didn't realize. Oh, well, you know what? I don't need to come back. Wait. What?
No. Now leaving Nerdist.com.